to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stephanie, you did send me that there. I had seen it earlier.
That's all right. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 16, 2018, and I have 9:03 a.m. Under commission remarks, I want to remind everyone that Coon Creek Road is closed due to the construction of the bridge, and will be closed until, do you know exactly when?
Deadline is November 15th.
Just so everyone knows. Okay. All right. Approval of accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve checks number 450572. 450600, checks number 450602 to 450668, warrants 7024 through 7025, and one journal entry. And note that there's void check number 450621.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, here's the problem. You'll have to serve. That check was left out. I'm not going to sit by the room.
Okay. Well, how do you do that with one commissioner?
Mm-hmm. We'll have to hope to maybe other commissioner
comes. Yeah. Okay. We'll move on and come back to that. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for July 9, 2018.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That was for the regular.
Mm-hmm. Now motion to approve the executive session minutes for July 9, 2018.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Treasurer semi-annual report. Thank you.
My semi-annual settlement and investment report per state statute 54.150. Cash report illustrates detailed fund balances, providing the breakdown of each fund, beginning with balances as of January 1st, 2018, and then the revenues, expenditures, and ending balances per fund as of January 30th, 2018. The grand total of all funds at the end of June was $39,584,218.32. The next report lists the financial institutions that hold Taney County's certificates of deposit and agencies. Cash in the account was $5,908,571.63. Certificates of deposits was $33,428,135.89. And U.S. agencies, $247,510.80, with the total of all cash of the $39,584,218.32.
I know it goes without saying, that's road and bridge, sewers, and everything.
Correct. And I'll give you the detail, like the sewer, the totals for sewer.
Did you have a chance to see the treasurer's report, Brandon?
No.
This would have been the same report that I actually emailed at the end of the month. Just a little more detail to it.
Do we need to accept it? Is that what
it'll just be entered into record.
I make a motion that we enter into record the treasurer's semi-annual settlement and investment report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for de-icing materials, rock salt, Central Salt, LLC, number 18-087, Road and Bridge.
I have a letter dated July 6, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the de-icing materials and approves the agreement to form.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Central Salt LLC and Taney County for de-icing materials, rock salt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction and easement for construction of public road improvements. I think we're talking about the Mill Creek subdivision.
Yes.
That's the easement you were waiting on.
Yes, it's for the turnaround that we need to build.
Is this the property just north of Jefferson?
Yeah.
Did you meet with a potential buyer of six lots down there and talk about everything
that's
going on?
Yeah, that didn't go through. He called me the next day and told me that it wasn't going to happen.
The seller or the buyer?
The buyer.
Does it change anything with this specifically?
No.
Because on Sunday we talked about it. That's why I'm wondering.
I called him before I went and signed that.
Okay.
And he said that the two homes he wanted to put on there weren't going to fit.
Okay.
To approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between SMBZ LLC and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Notice of renewal, mailing services, number 18092.
Dated July 12th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the notice of renewal for mailing services between
Ozark Mailing Services in Taney County, and approves the notice to form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Ozark Mailing Services and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for ballot scanner Henry Atkins and Son, number 18090CC. A letter dated July 6, 2018, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the ballot scanner and applicable software buy-in between Henry Atkins and Son Incorporated and Taney County agreement. The agreement provides for the purchase of a ballot scanner and software for a price of $8,850, including delivery, training, installation, and setup.
Do you know if Ms. Neely's, do I know if that's what the...
Pardon?
Is Ms. Neely fine with that?
She was the one that came forward.
On the bid, yeah. Uh-huh. So that was, okay.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Henry M. Atkins and Son, Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of Dusk to Dawn Lighting at KDOC. We have a this is an agreement between Taney County and White River Electric.
Yes.
Is that just a standard agreement that White River requires when you put up a Dusk to Dawn light?
Yes.
For $9 a month?
Yes.
Make a motion that we approve the agreement between White River Electric and Taney County for the Dusk to Dawn lighting at KDOT.
Is there an agreement? I thought it was just on the agenda's discussion for. Second with discussion?
We have a second with discussion.
Is this what was coming out of the park budget?
It should come out of the park budget.
Is it considered an agreement between them?
Yeah. I just didn't. On the agenda was that discussion. I didn't know they actually had an agreement set up already ready to go. I'm assuming the park board's wanting to, and it's just for the property over county property or
yes.
What's leased through the
KDOT park.
It's not the other, when there's some other properties that people were asking us to do stuff on?
This was just a KDOT.
This is just the KDOT.
The board had looked at it and they were very much in favor of it.
If they're in favor, why don't we let the Corps pay for
it? Because we have an agreement in county.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have several homeless living in and out of there.
Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplement Fund Subaward Grant for 2019.
I didn't think we qualified for any more with the increases given to the deputies.
But
did they raise it?
They've increased the
minimum.
The base on, yeah, anybody under $40,000 they're supplementing now.
I have a letter dated July 12, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the 2019 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplementation Fund subaward between the Missouri Sheriff's Methamphetamine Relief Task Force and Taney County subaward.
On the email, I saw something about needing to go through the grants.
This is
are we need to appoint somebody?
By statute, we collect $10 statewide on every civil paper that's served. that money is then deposited with the state, and the state, through their